Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We got a lot to get into in the 5 o'clock hour. We had that AI dating story from yesterday. We have an update on that story. We'll get to that. I actually learned where Tank 7 had came from. I played it for Rob earlier today. I've been on the Boulevard tour. It was a long time ago that I went on that tour, maybe like a decade or so ago. So I heard the story again, and it was like it was new, Rob. It was like I had heard the story for the first time today. I played it for you. We'll play that again coming up later today as well. And Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both met with the media today. Why don't we start with Travis Kelce? Travis Kelce met with the media, and he was asked what are his goals for the season. Here's what he said.
To be the best, yeah, to be the best teammate, be the best leader I can. Last year, I think I failed, especially in that last game, and being a leader and being the one that could step up and make plays. So just setting the bar even higher for myself this year than I have in the past.
Other than winning another championship, what would make this season a success for you?
That's the only way I determine whether it's a success or not, man. It's just kind of how I'm wired now. Earlier on in my career, I would set those goals for myself, and I just think the – it's just more of a genuine feel and the right mentality. Just go out there and try and make every play for my team, whether it's receiving or blocking or doing whatever I need to do.
That was Travis Kelce earlier today. We'll hear more from Travis Kelce coming up in just a bit. If you look at Travis Kelce's contract, we are at the end of it. Travis Kelce is in the final year of a two-year, $34 million extension. Now, the Chiefs, I think, have been very generous towards Travis Kelce toward the end of his career. They gave him an extension when they really didn't have to. They gave him an extension kind of in a back pay kind of way. Hey, we understand that you probably should have gotten this money back in 2021 or in 2019, but we're going to make it up to you. We're going to make it right for you in the back half of your career. This season, Travis Kelce's base is at $4.5 million. He did a restructure. They could move the money around for him. He also got a roster bonus of $12.5 million. He also gets $1 million guaranteed on the fifth day of training camp. So before they ever get things going, they have agreed to give Travis Kelce $13.5 million this season. Now, I understand that Travis Kelce has a lot of other business ventures, and he will probably make plenty of more millions in his career, in his life. That's a nice chunk of change to come back and play football. So the Chiefs are about $20 million in this season in Travis Kelce. But this is the last year Travis Kelce's contract. He is an unrestricted free agent. Now, maybe he comes back next season. I can't tell you one way or the other. I don't think that he is coming back, but there's a possibility. Maybe Travis still has a lot of gas left in the tank. Maybe Travis Kelce is still very productive this year and decides that he wants to come back one more time on a one-year deal. I don't think he is ever signing another multi-year extension. I could see them going year for year for another season, but I don't think he's signing another long-term extension, and he doesn't have to. This is the biggest thing that I'm excited about with the Chiefs offense and what I want to see from Travis Kelce. I want to see the Chiefs start to transition away from the 35, 36-year-old and lean more into their younger players. Last season, there were 40 players that had over 100 targets. Only four of them were over the age of 30. Travis Kelce, Davante Adams, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp. The position that he plays is a young man's game. We're talking about speed, skill position players. Those are usually the guys who are 23, 24, 25 in that range. That's just not what Travis Kelce is. He's a decade older than some of those guys. He shouldn't be a player that's getting 120, 130 targets the way that he was last season. And I'm excited because I don't think the Chiefs offense needs him to be that for this upcoming season. That's why you spent a first round pick on Xavier Worthy. That's why you spent a second round pick on Rashee Rice. That's why you brought in 27-year-old Hollywood Brown. Your offense should start to shift and be more about those players than I think it is about Travis Kelce. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that Travis Kelce can still be a very productive player for Kansas City, but I think he just needs to be used in much more of a selective role. I don't think that Kelce is explosive anymore. I don't think that's where you get explosive plays in the NFL are from 35-year-olds or a guy who's going to be 36 years old on October 5th. I don't think he can really create great separation. I don't think Kelce really runs past people anymore. I think he is really good at understanding Mahomes' tendencies and finding himself in the right spot. I think he's really good at knowing the soft spots and zones and kind of sitting there and picking up chunk plays in that way. I don't think he's the same athlete that he was younger in his career, and you don't need him to be that. What I want him to turn into is I want him to be what Gronk was that final year in Tampa Bay. Gronk's last year in Tampa Bay, the last couple of years in Tampa Bay, I thought he was pretty productive. Gronk's final season in the NFL, he got 89 targets. He had 55 catches for 802 yards and 6 touchdowns. I would take that right now from Travis Kelce. I take that right now from Travis Kelce. 90 targets, almost 60 catches, 800 yards and 6 touchdowns. Around 60 yards a game. You don't need Kelce to be the big 100-yard guy. You don't need him to be the focal point of your offense. That's what Rice is for. That's what Worthy is for. I believe Isaiah Pacheco, if he's healthy this year, he's a guy that can come close to running for 1,000 yards. That's what those guys' role are. And your goal is to try to keep Travis Kelce as fresh as possible, as healthy as possible, so he can continue to be a difference maker for you in the postseason. And on a 3rd and 5, he is there and available to help turn that 3rd and 5 into a first down to help the Chiefs win a postseason game. That's what I believe his role should be. In a basketball sense, you were a guy that we trusted to go score 25, 30 a night. Now we need you to be a 17 to 18 point per game guy, a guy that plays great defense, a guy that knocks down some big shots, and a guy that can be a part of us winning a championship. But I don't think that Travis Kelce at 36 years old, once we get to the postseason, I don't think he can be your number one option anymore. I think that's why you drafted and developed the pieces that you have.
For your basketball analogy, I know Kevin Durant is supposedly on the move soon. Wherever Kevin Durant goes, Kevin Durant's not going to be option one at this point in his NBA career, which is fine. He's had a full NBA career. That's how the Chiefs should treat Travis Kelce. You are a part of us trying to win a championship this year, and you have a role in this offense, and that role is important. But you are target number 3. You are offensive weapon 3A, because we're going to have a running back, we're going to have Worthy, and we're going to have Rice all try to get more touches before you, and that's fine. But if we, like we did last year, and I understand last year was partly due to Rashee Rice injury, if we, like last year in February, look at the targets and Travis Kelce is outpacing everyone in targets, that's bad for the Chiefs. They should not have their best offensive weapon or most targeted offensive weapon be the 35-year-old tight end who contemplated retirement very seriously in the offseason. Like, these questions were asked today about Travis because of how seriously he contemplated retirement. Rashee Rice at his football camp down in Dallas last week said he was worried about it, but you know, he's Travis, so he's happy he's back. They cannot target him the way they have in the past. It's Rashee Rice time. It's his time to ascend to the throne and become the true number one wideout. Play the way that he looked like he was playing in a three-game sample size last year. Do that over 16, 17 games. Let's see that happen. Xavier Worthy last year, I was way wrong about Xavier Worthy. I thought he had fallen out of the circle of trust. I didn't think he was that guy. And then he's a near 1,000-yard receiver in year one. Xavier Worthy should take the step forward. Travis Kelce should be a piece, but not the focal point. And if we find ourselves, whenever the bye week is, I know it's in the middle of the season, or around Thanksgiving, Halloween, saying, man, Travis Kelce's out-targeting a lot of guys, that's a problem because that means he's being too heavily relied on.
Text line 913-586-7965. So, CDOT, you would be mad if he goes over 1,000 yards. I would say twofold. Number one, I don't think that Travis Kelce can get to 1,000 yards in this upcoming season. And I would say if Travis Kelce is once again the Chiefs' number one wide receiver option, the Chiefs will be in the teens again when it comes to offensive production. They will be 17th again like they were last year. The only way that this team gets to the top 10 in offensive production, like I think all of us think they can be, is you need either Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy to be your number one receiver option this year. And you need the other one to be the number two option. If you want the Chiefs to get back to an explosive offense, then your first and second option have to be explosive offensive players. That's what both of them are. So, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if he gets 1,000 yards. I mean, I would say just last year, they threw it to him a lot. I mean, they threw it to him a whole lot last year, and he didn't get to 1,000 yards. He got 133 targets last year and had 823 yards. So, I just don't know if Travis Kelce can get there at this point. And if he gets to 1,000 yards, that just means the Chiefs have the 14th ranked offense this year. And some of the frustrations that you have about their offense, they will be very present if Travis Kelce is at the center of what they are doing offensively. Here is Patrick Mahomes. He was asked what his expectations are with the offense, with some of the additions that they've made and also the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I think all you can do is just be better than you were the day before. I mean, obviously, we have an expectation that we're going to go out there and score every single drive, but that comes with a lot of single reps, a lot of practice reps, a lot of time spent with the guys, and so it takes every single person in the building to go out there and have the top offense in the league, and so we have to just go into every practice, every film study, whatever that is, with that mindset that we're going to get the best out of it.
I think the Chiefs' offensive philosophy is very, very easy to understand. The Chiefs, for the most part, brought back the core of what they did from a skill position standpoint. And I think the Chiefs are thinking, hey, we never really got a chance to see what this offense looks like. I do think the Chiefs were making the transition away from Travis Kelce in this context. I think they were making it toward Rashee Rice, and he just simply got hurt. I think they were starting toward the second half of the season where they were making that shift towards Xavier Worthy, and then the season ran out. So I do think they are starting to make that shift. If the Chiefs are the best version of themselves, it is, in my opinion, Rice as the one, Worthy as the two, maybe Hollywood at the three, Kelce kind of being your fourth option, and it is probably Isaiah Pacheco being your leading rusher and running for somewhere between 900 to 950 yards. If we are talking about the Chiefs being a top five offense in the league, that's what I think that team would look like. Last thing on Kelce here, he was asked for what is his plan after the season. Here's what he said.
I got 1 year on this contract. I know that. And we'll try and figure out something for next year. The Chiefs organization knows how much I love them. I can't see myself ever playing anywhere else. So we'll deal with that down the road when the time is right. But right now I'm focused on winning the championship this year.
So that was Travis Kelce as he met with the media earlier today. I don't know what the plan is for Travis Kelce at the end of the year. If you are asking me, I believe that this is Travis Kelce's last season playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it is his last year playing football. He will be 36 years old. He is building a media empire. He will have a bunch of options at the end of his NFL career. He will have played 13 seasons in the league. You've played in 5 Super Bowls. You've won 3 of them. You are a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do you want to begin negotiations again with the Kansas City Chiefs or entertain the possibility of you going to play somewhere else? Now, I don't believe Kelce will ever play for another organization. I don't think we're talking about Kelce like in his final year, he's going to be Emmitt Smith that goes to play for the Cardinals, or he's going to be Sean Kemp in a Cleveland Cavaliers uniform. I don't think that's what Travis Kelce will be. I think he will only play for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I also can just see at the end of this year, Kelce and the Chiefs just kind of coming to the same conclusion. Hey, it was a phenomenal ride. Phenomenal ride. You are always welcome back. We love you. We are here for you 100%. The Chiefs are moving in another direction, and also Travis is moving in another direction. Taylor has another album. He wants to go on tour with her the whole time. He wants to do his podcast more. He wants to do more media opportunities. I guess what I'm saying is I would really enjoy this last year of Travis Kelce. If he's got a charity event that you can go to, I would go to it. If you want to make a sign to let Travis Kelce know how much you appreciate him at the game, I would make that sign. I don't think he announces it during the season. I think it would be kind of like how his brother retired. His brother never told us that was his last season. It was just very clear when you watched that game against Tampa Bay that Jason's done. Jason's reaction at the end of that loss was not, oh man, I'm mad we lost in the wild card round. It was a player who was clearly walking off the field for the last time. And then a week later, we got the announcement in the press conference. I think that's what's going to happen here with Travis Kelce. He has obviously had a fantastic career. He is one of the three greatest tight ends in the history of the National Football League. You can make the solid argument that he is the best. There's nothing else to prove. There's no more team accomplishments for him. There's no more individual accomplishments. You have had an amazing career. I think that's going to be the conclusion at the end of the season. All right, Rob, let's get to the hits. Let's get to the top story in Kansas City.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, Carrington, the hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
All right, let's get to these audio clips for you guys on your drive home. JJ Piccolo, he was on the station yesterday. He wants the Royals to remain patient and positive.
But really, it's just staying positive right now, understanding the history between the coaches and the players, and the reminders. Nobody knows our current hitters as well as the guys in our batting cages every day. I mean, they live with them every day. They understand their swings. They understand what makes them tick. And now it's just a matter of trying to tweak some things here and there, but also stay positive. You know, you've got to stay positive through these tougher times. And I know we have the right guys that will stay positive, and they put the work in every day. You know, I can tell you this. Today in Texas is not going to look any different than last year in Texas as far as the energy and the positivity and our processes. But now the challenge is a little bit greater because the confidence, you know, is wavering a little bit. But all it takes is one little good run offensively to get that confidence back and you just go play baseball.
If you want to look at this thing through a glass half full lens, and I don't think you have to really look that hard, Salvador Perez, since June 1st, is hitting .316 with a .350 on base percentage and has an OPS of .929. He has 4 home runs. He has 12 RBIs. He's hit 3 doubles so far in the first 14 games of the month. If the Royals are going to turn this around, I would say two things will happen. Their pitching will get healthy and also stay where they've been. The Royals have one of the 5 best rotations, bullpen. They have one of the 5 best pitching staffs in all of baseball. They also need a better version of Bobby Witt Jr., a consistent version of Salvador Perez, and they need Vinny. When the Royals got hot last year during the summer, and I think we all kind of woke up like, oh man, the Royals actually got a chance of making the postseason. That was Royals baseball. They had 2 all-star starters. Bobby Witt Jr. was one of the 3 best hitters on the planet, by Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny was having the best career of our season of his career, and Salvador Perez was having one of the finest seasons of his career. Their big 3 carried them offensively, and their pitching did as well. So that's the positivity. And the hope is yesterday what you got from Salvador Perez, is that the start of something? Is that the start of you going on a 2-3 week stretch and you have a really strong rest of June leading into the All-Star break? It's Bobby Witt Jr. getting hot the way that he did after the All-Star break, where we're arguing if he's the best hitter on the planet. If you can get that, you're not that far out of it. You're two games back in the wild card. That's nothing. Two games is one good solid week of work. That's all you got to do. One solid week. So the hope is, can the Royals build on what happened yesterday? Can the Royals continue the offensive explosion? The Royals scored six runs this weekend against the A's. They scored six runs yesterday against the Rangers. Can they do that again? Then can they do it again on Thursday? Can they do that again this weekend? If they can do that, you know what? They can very easily turn things around. Matt Cotraro was on the morning show earlier today, and he was asked about the players-only meeting that the Royals had Saturday after their loss.
I think it was great. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can say to a team as a manager, as a coach, you know, and they need to – it's their team, right? I mean, we're there to provide guidance and support and whatever other things they need, but at the same time, they're the ones that are holding each other accountable. You hear that in every business, every walk of life. You know, there's accountability. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, things that players can say to each other that staff members can't and shouldn't, you know, and they hear from us plenty, trust me. And so I thought that was great. And Salvi, you know, calling it together. And, you know, the next day he said, we had a great meeting. And I said, perfect. You know, like that's, it's not for me to go in there and hear everything that's being said, but it's for them to grow into those roles and understand what it means to support each other, you know, criticize each other, hold each other accountable, whatever the right terminology is. But that'll ultimately bring them closer, not only for now, but for the future.
I don't know if this is a popular or unpopular opinion. I understand that a lot of you would like for the Royals to make a change at hitting coach. And if they made a change at hitting coach, I mean, I'm certainly not going to feel bad for it. I certainly wouldn't understand if that's what they did. But I think it is important to note that the changes that I think most people want to see with the Royals are usually team-led. And there has to be an accountability from one teammate to the other teammate. And the only people that can fix this are the players. It is not lineup construction and this. No, it is everybody needs to just do their job. And if we do our job, the next man does his, and you continue it, that's how we can turn this thing around. That's not something that your boss can give you. That is something that has to be understood by the group. It has to be understood by the players. So we talk about accountability, and I believe in accountability from fan to media. I believe in it from fan to coaches. Hold them accountable. But I think the most important accountability on any team is player to player. In a football sense, you just see it all the time. You see when Patrick is unhappy with other players. You see when Kelsey goes up to another guy. You see that happen all the time. I understand baseball doesn't work in that same way, but that's what the meeting is. Hey, what's going on? The solution is with us. There is no help coming for the Royals in the next month. I don't think the Royals are making a trade in the next month. This is everybody. There is no minor league player that's coming up to be added to the offense. This is it. So if the Royals are going to be a team that is worthy of going to get outside help, it's going to come from them. It's going to come from them showing the organization that, yeah, we could use another bat. We could use another infielder, another starter, a guy that could help to throw into the mix to add to what we have. But I would say right now the Royals they're kind of in limbo a little bit. You can make solid arguments of why the Royals should be buyers. You can make solid arguments of why the Royals should be sellers and why they should move on from Lugo and start to prepare for the 2026 season. So where we are with the Royals, we're kind of stuck in neutral for the most part, and the players ultimately are going to decide this thing. The pitching has remained consistent. The pitching has remained very, very strong. We have been having the same conversations about the offense since the middle of March. Well, if they can do this, sir, yeah, it's not early anymore. The 81 game mark is next Thursday. We are 8 days away from being directly in the middle of the baseball season, and they're ranked 29th in offense so far. So if they're going to get this thing going, it's going to be because of Bobby Witt Jr. It's going to be because of Salvador Perez. It's going to be because of Vinny Pasquantino. It's going to be because Mikel Garcia continues having the best career of his young, or best season of his young career, and it's going to be because Jack Caglione starts to figure some things out, and he starts to kind of help and start to provide a lot of the power punch that a lot of people expected. whenever he got the call up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rob is using Juneteenth as a way to try to steal a four-day weekend. You know one thing I would never do? I would never just randomly take off for personal reasons. When I'm off, I'm sick. When I'm off, it's a family emergency. You think I'm just leaving to go to concerts, sporting events, the pool? No. Because I have a dedication to this show, to you guys. I want every time that you turn on the radio at 2 o'clock, I want you to know that I'm going to be there, that you're going to get my thoughts on the day in sports. Rob doesn't share that commitment. On Friday, watch a major trade happen and Rob's going to be nowhere in sight. Then Rob always just leaves me. Rob's my right-hand man. I know where Rob's going to be in the corner. So when I do the little drive and kick, I know where to. Rob leaves me hanging. I've been rewatching The Last Dance. It's like whenever Scotty had surgery late in the summer so he could just do whatever he wanted to. Then Dennis gets kicked out of a game. Mike's out there. He's playing with Luke Longley. He's out there playing with Ron Harper. They're not winning that game. That's how Rob does me, because Rob's not a real teammate. Sometimes you need great teammates. Look at Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, they keep losing in the postseason. They do. They keep losing. I mean, he's doing everything he can. They went out. They got Derrick Henry. They drafted Zay Flowers in round one. You know, they're doing a lot of things. He had to put in a phone call today. Hey, Jair. Hey, big dog, I need you, man. I'm tired of losing to the Chiefs. The Chiefs and the Bills, they keep beating us. I can't do this without you. Can you come play here? Yeah, man, I got you. That's a real teammate. Somebody who's going to be there for you. Somebody that you can depend on. Jair Alexander, he even took less money. Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you. You know how when you try to get somebody a job? Hey, man, I don't know what they pay, but I'm going to put in a good word for you and make sure you get hired on. Oh, man, hey, I appreciate that. Hopefully you've helped somebody out in that capacity before. Rob hasn't. Jair Alexander got a one-year, $4 million deal, can be up to $6 million with incentives. Now, it is very, very important to note, Jair Alexander, he has played 7 games in 2024. He played 7 games in 2023. He doesn't play in a lot of the football games, but at $4 million, I'll roll the dice. Every team in the NFL would have been happy to do this contract. I would have advocated the Chiefs to do it if I thought it was going to be $4 million to sign him. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Okay, that's fine. Low guarantees, incentive-based deal. I'll take a chance on a guy who's been a two-time All-Pro in the last 5 years. I'll certainly roll the dice. And if he doesn't stay healthy, okay. It's like not that big of a deal. So that's one thing. The next thing I want to play for you guys is earlier today on the show, we had Cordell Woodland on the show. He covers the Ravens. The Ravens, they have DeAndre Hopkins now on their team. And we asked him, hey, are you guys getting excited about D-Hop? What's the expectation? Listen to this.
And it's always weird joining a team mid-year as a wide receiver. So I'm not surprised that that worked out the way that it did. But I still think D-Hop is a valuable asset. He's still very quarterback friendly. He's still got really great hands. He's still has a great catch radius. His separation numbers aren't great, but it's been a while since they have been. He makes his living off of going to get contested catches. And the good thing for him and the Ravens, they have plenty of guys that win in one-on-one situations that do separate. So if D-Hop is the one guy on the field that has to go get a contested ball, that ain't the worst thing in the world for them. And I think that they're just looking for somebody else to make those scramble drill plays to help Lamar out down the field. So they're not super dependent on him. You know, looking at it, he's probably, if you combine the tight ends, he's probably like wide receiver 4 or 5 really on this team. But I do think there will be a role for him, and I think that role could definitely be on third downs. I think he'll help them out a lot.
This is what fans do whenever they know a player is cooked. I'm serious. Whenever you know a guy is cooked, that's the kind of stuff you start saying. I mean, he can help us on a third down situation. I mean, he can help us in the red zone. When you start saying those kind of things, it's you acknowledging that he's cooked. I mean, we're not asking him to do a lot. He's coming in to be the third or the fourth option. You know, we just need him to be a contested catch guy, help us in the red zone, provide veteran leadership. Anytime you start talking about adding a player and his role is veteran leadership, washed, cooked. His number one role is to talk to other players. That's his role. Oh, man, just come in, be a good vet, hold the young guys accountable. You start using phrases like that, cooked, washed. I mean, some of y'all did this last year with D-Hop, so you can't point too many fingers at D-Hop. I remember I was here. I mean, hey, why are you guys worried about this? I mean, they're saving him to the postseason. Okay, all right. You sure? I mean, he's not on the field. I mean, yeah. I mean, remember people were arguing that the Chiefs had like special plays that they were saving for D-Hop to the end of the year? You guys always do this. Okay, all right, you're right. No, you're right. I can't argue anything they're doing. Then we got to the postseason. It was like, hey, wait, what? They haven't really changed anything with D-Hop. They're kind of still moving the same. Then they threw it to him in the Super Bowl. And, I mean, of all the bad plays that the Chiefs have had in 5 Super Bowls, the D-Hop drop might be number one on the list. I'm sure we could go back to that Tampa Super Bowl and the drop touchdown, like Mahomes makes maybe the best and most impressive throw of his career, and the guy just drops it. Like, maybe that's number one on the list. The D-Hop drop in the Super Bowl is near the top of bad plays that they've had in their 5 Super Bowls. Yeah, man, I remember that. You guys were lying to yourself about D-Hop. Now you got to be happy that there's another team going to be lying to themselves about DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, Chiefs fans did the same thing so bad that now Cordell Woodland called it contested catch. Remember, Chiefs fans, I won't forget. Chiefs fans said, boy, we need a big body wide receiver so bad. All our wide receivers are so small and short. And last year, it was Xavier Worthy so small and fast. They need a big body guy, big body, a guy who can box out, a guy who can go get a tough third down, a jump ball guy in the end zone. So a lot of what Cordell Woodland is saying It's what Chiefs fans didn't want to hear and were saying to themselves in week 9 last year when they traded for him. Because, I don't want to credit us too much, remember when we said when they traded for him, hey, just a heads up, word from Tennessee is he has a torn MCL. And they were like, no, he just tanked because he hates the Titans.
Rob, you know what? Now it's time for you and I to be back on the same team. We don't ever get any credit for that. We always get called haters when it's that situation. Always. It'd be like, wait, hold on. It's week 9. This guy has 160 yards. Oh, well, you got to look at the quarterback. That was okay. All right. I'm telling you, there are certain phrases that when you're trying to convince yourself that a guy's not cooked, you start saying, guy will have 9 catches for 76 yards. Oh, but they weren't using them right. Oh, you know, they were using them right. I'm telling you. If you can't run past people or can't consistently get open, you are not going to have a tremendous impact in the pass game. You're not. No. Y'all see the 40 times these dudes are running? If you can't run past nobody, I'm telling you, it is going to be very, very difficult for you. This D-Hop thing, I can tell you how it's going to go. It's going to be week 7. He's going to have 300 yards. Like, oh, wait. I'm like, yeah, no, we kind of told you. Like, we knew. We saw just last year. I don't know how he fooled you guys so much. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll give you guys an update to my current favorite story. It was the New Orleans story. It was the New Orleans story. But we're not getting enough updates, Rob. We're not getting consistent enough updates. We got to find those two and get them back in police custody. I have now moved on from that story to a new one. I'll tell you what it is. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hey, hold on. We got to go back to something, Rob. We were having a little fun about you taking an off day on Friday. And now the text line is trying to gang up on me. The text line is like, hey, didn't you go to a concert a couple of weeks ago? That was different. I was going to an historical event. Historical. Rob's just going to his neighborhood pool. If Rob was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to see Beyonce. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I get it. Rob's going to Super Splash. That's not a valid reason to take a vacation. If Rob came to me, if I was HR, I would have denied his request. No, you can't take vacation for that. What are you doing? You need to be at work. Your reason for missing isn't important enough. Someone else from the text line says, C-Dot, how can you talk? You take more PTO than anybody. Rob, you can attest, I've missed 4 days this year. Why is the text line lying on me? I missed 4 days. I missed the day when I went to go see Kendrick. I missed the days because I went to the Kentucky Derby, and I was gone the Friday in between the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Those are the only days I missed this year. I don't take a whole bunch of PTO. What are you talking about?
You also had 3 sick days.
I mean, I couldn't talk. What do you want me to do?
I'm just saying. Those are
not PTO days. They were not fun. I was not hanging out at the house.
Technically,
and I only
PTO.
Took 2 days. Totally I was out
PTO.
For 2 days. And then I came back, and you told me, man, you came back. Yeah, I was still sick. Coughing. Remember the text I was making fun of me for a week. I pushed through it. I die over this job. That's how serious it is, Rob. You're not taking it serious. Can't believe that you guys are trying to compare going to the Kendrick to going to the pool. I didn't miss 4 concert. Don't think about it like that. I went to go see history. That was like a field trip is what it was. That's a field trip.
You went to a concert of someone you actively cheered against in beef.
I've never heard the album, honestly. I never heard it.
You turned off the Super Bowl halftime show. No thanks.
No, I watched it. I've only seen it the one time, though. I'm not going to go back and watch it. No, I'm not going to.
Do people do that? Do people rewatch Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah, for sure. I've seen the L.A. one again. I watched the one with Dre, and I've seen that one again.
I mean, I see clips. I don't sit down and rewatch the whole 15-minute set.
It's on YouTube. You know, I just watch it.
Your YouTube algorithm is different than mine.
No, for sure. What do you watch on YouTube?
It's mostly just, like, John Oliver videos, and it goes down a spiral of, like, Daily Show and that whole aura or random old games pop up. It's like, hey, man, remember when the Chiefs played in Berlin, or what was it? Yeah, was it Berlin? You want to watch it? I'm like, yeah, sure. I got nothing else to do. I'll click it.
I'm in like a very weird, I'm still in horse racing YouTube from when I went to the Derby.
The amount we watched in the office because you were trying to learn the
gambling. I was so excited. And I lost anyway. It's not like it really helped me. It's not like I won money when I came home. I'm still in horse racing, and I'm also on Mario Kart YouTube too, because you know I got the Switch, so I've been playing Mario Kart and watching other people play it too.
That's, you know what, this is gonna make me sound like an old man. I have never been in the I want to watch other people play video games sphere. Like that whole Twitch generation is a generation below me. It never moved me. Oh, hey, you're gonna watch me play an NCAA football dynasty? No thanks, I was playing on my own.
Someone on the text line said you also missed days to go to Vegas with your sister. It was her 21st birthday. Again, an historical event. Yeah. If I'm missing the show, I'm missing it for something serious. Something really important. Rob just misses it to miss it. That shows his lack of motivation. His lack of dedication. You know what? At the end of the year, you know when like you have like those evaluations and you get to, I'm Rob, I might write you up. I'm thinking about it.
You know you meet with me for those, right? Because I'm management now. Yeah. That'd be a wild ride. I got to complain about my producer. Click my pen. Let me get all this stuff written down.
That is crazy. You are kind of technically my boss. No, when you think about it, you are. In theory, you are in a lot of ways. Oh, that's crazy. I never thought about it like that. I never thought about it. What do you have up for today? There's no more hockey and there's no basketball today.
What? We only got about 9 seconds of the show left. Why is there no basketball today? They played last on Monday and it's Wednesday. What are we doing? Play again.
The players asked for 2 days in the middle.
Losing recipes.
I'm just telling you, it's what the players asked for. The players asked for more days in the middle. I mean, it's not going to help Tyrese Halliburton anyway. He's not going to play. They're going to lose. They're going to lose in six. Yeah. Someone said, C-Dot, what about those times you go to New Orleans? I've been in New Orleans twice. The text line would be lying on me. It doesn't make any, why do they do this? The text line secretly hates me. I don't know why. You want to know why? Your hatred is why we got rid of the pizza. You don't appreciate nothing. So I was pizza toss like, oh, you want to know? We're not giving the text line anything. They'll get no more pizzas. No nothing is why. No nothing. All right, I am off tomorrow. Rob should not be off tomorrow. They should make Rob work tomorrow. They should make Rob work. They should make Binkley work. Dusty, Fesco, I should be the only one off tomorrow. But I guess Rob can be off tomorrow, too. I'm back on Friday. Rob's taking the rest of the week off. Take care of yourself. Catch you in a couple days. It's The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.